This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's that time of the week when we talk to our tech guy here at Fab FM on our podcast, and that is, of course, Richard Pascoe, and he joins us now. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul. The reason I like podcasting is I can really talk about anything and I don't have to be G-rated. Yep. Sometimes we go over the top a bit, don't we, Paul?
Well, you go over the top. I'm the ringmaster.
Exactly right.
Has it been an exciting week for you?
Interesting week, Paul. You know, we're about to talk about Apple's AirTag.
Tell us about the tags.
So AirTags are Apple's new device. They use Bluetooth to find lost items like your keys, your wallet or your bag. They're very similar to, but different to, the Tile or the Samsung Galaxy Smart Bag.
Right.
Well, the reason I'm bringing them up again is that I had a couple of people contact me and say, what about if somebody slips one of these into my bag or my car to stalk me?
Oh, yes, 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 I can understand that.
Yeah, so there is that potential out there, but Apple have actually knocked all that on the head, which the others don't. So, you know, people, and I've got to say a lot of women get very concerned about that sort of thing with ex-partners. So what happens is that your iPhone can actually detect an AirTag that isn't with its owner and notify the user if an unknown AirTag is traveling with them. It literally, because the thing emits a signal and goes to your phone and literally goes, do you know you're carrying this with you at the time? Which I reckon is actually great to go along and say, well, where's this thing in my car or my bag? Pull it out. And if you tap on it, you can disable it, which is a really good thing. Now, if you don't have an iPhone and it's with you, let's say, for a day, it will start to beep at you as well if it doesn't belong to you. So you can go along, find that beeping sound, find where it is, and if you tap your iPhone or your Android phone, it will tell you actually how to disable the thing. So I think it's a great, great idea for it. You know, I'll give you a proper review in the next couple of weeks over them as well. But for anti-stalking things, which I think is very, very important in this day and age we live in, Paul, I think Apple have done a great job.
Terrific. Now, AirDrop, fantastic for sharing files, but you've got some info.
Look, I do. And, you know, AirDrop, love, you know, if two people have got iPhones, and you've suddenly taken all this footage or you've got 50 files to share, you turn on AirDrop, the other person turns on AirDrop to receiving on, and basically you can go along and get all their photos pile over very, very quickly. It's a wonderful thing. You've used it, Paul. I've used it, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely used AirDrop. I've used other ones as well, but I have used AirDrop, yep.
I think between iPhones and Apple devices, easiest way to share is something. There is a bit of a security risk with it at the moment, which Apple will knock on the head, which means that if somebody had the right things on, let's say, on the phone or a computer nearby, they'd be able to pick up your email address and your phone number by using AirDrop. So that's not good. The way to combat this is just turn receiving off when you're not using it. When you are using it, turn it on. But also, just remember, if you've got kids out there or you're in a public place with lots of people, there are certain people out there who might want to send you certain photos, Paul, that you might not want to see, and they just transmit them out and hope that people will go along and see them. So talk to your kids about this, I've got to say, especially. Make sure your kids have got iPhones turned to receiving off so they don't get a nasty surprise.
Good advice. Just a question without notice. Last night, I received a call, and it just gave a person's name, Christian name. I didn't answer it. It looked like it was going to be one of these, you know, something like a Zoom call, I pressed it. I didn't do anything, but my phone froze. I couldn't use my code. I couldn't switch the phone off. It eventually came right after about 2 minutes, but this call that I did not answer froze my phone.
Coincidence?
Coincidence?
Yeah. When was the last time you restarted your phone?
Not for a while.
People out there should realise you've got to restart your phone once a week at least. But shut it right down, turn it back on.
You don't think somebody was trying to get into my phone?
No, not through a phone call. Can't be done.
Okay.
So everybody out there, iPhones, Android phones, you know, tablet computers must be turned off at least once a week and restarted. You need to go to sleep to revive and, you know, and get up. Well, computers and these devices also need to do that as well, Paul.
Oh, well, okay. I didn't realise once a week. I mean, I might do mine every couple of months, but you say once a week at least.
Once a week.
All right. No, I will do that. I love when you take over like that and you demand that I do it. Oh, I love it when you take control. Now, in earlier times, you've mentioned this about the TikTok. I know you've warned parents before about TikTok. You've got some more info?
Yeah, we're going to take it to another level at the moment. There are awful TikTok challenges out there again. There is things like literally the Skull Breaker Challenge, where people try and trip you up so they can film you cracking your head on the pavement. People have died over that.
What?
Yeah, it's awful, Paul. The Benadryl challenge, which means if you drink enough Benadryl, certain things might happen to you as well, and they film you doing it. And there's a new one at the moment called the blackout challenge, where people try to, you know, choke themselves to obtain certain things.
Oh.
It's awful, awful things. Parents out there, you've got to be aware. If your kids are on TikTok, they're seeing this crap. It's awful, Paul. You know, these sort of things have actually killed people out there. And, you know, TikTok seemed to get a free pass. I was watching one of the large networks this morning, and they were talking about things on TikTok in a light-hearted manner. I don't like the platform. It comes out of China. It scans people's faces. It scans your kids' faces, keeps a record of them. I've heard of kids as young as 8 being on TikTok. Seriously, you need to have a good hard look at yourself if you haven't talked to your kids about it. But you've also got along, if your kids are on it, you've got to give them some sort of out as well. So if they were involved in, let's say, one of these challenges that somebody thinks is a good idea and suddenly your kid doesn't think it's a good idea, you've got to have some sort of code, Paul, where they can go along and text you something, let's say like an X or a word that you all agree on, which means that the parent will ring them back and say, we need you home now. There is an emergency. We'll explain when you get here, which gets the kid out of that awkward situation. So put some tactics in place. Talk to your kids about this, but it's not going away. I don't like it at all, Paul.
No, I can tell that. And of course, the mere fact it comes from China, I've put a ban on everything from China. I'm trying not to buy anything from China. Their treatment of Australia, the way they're doing, and I believe, and this is true, I believe, and I think somebody from the government made this comment the other day, that the Chinese will engage us in war within a decade. And they are treating us so badly and they just want to tackle us. I mean, if you look at what they're placing in the Indo-Pacific and all of that sort of stuff, and up in New Guinea and Darwin ports, I'm glad the government, I'm fully supportive of the government knocking the Belts and Roads thing in Victoria. I'm glad they knocked that on the head, and they should knock the Darwin thing on and get the bloody Chinese out of Australia, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, I agree with you, Paul. You know, we all hope it doesn't come to war, people. We really do.
Yeah, but I'm disgusted with that country, and I won't ever travel there. Friends are saying that they will never travel there. I'm trying. So much stuff is made in China, so it's hard not to buy something.
Yep.
But I'm looking at goods now and seeing if I can find goods from another country or from Australia, obviously.
Yep.
But they're disgusting. The China. Yep. Are disgusting. The whole country is disgusting, and what they're doing at the moment, how they're treating us, just because we stand up for our civil rights and what we believe in. We have a code of living. They have no code of living. They kill their own people, and they're bloody disgusting. So there you go. I've had my little say, and I'm feeling a lot better after that.
Good.
We are talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Now, Richard, we move on to the crap tech item of the week, and is this a Tamagotchi? Now, Tamagotchi, weren't they okay?
Yeah, they were, but they're trying to bring them back, Paul. Seriously, why do we need kids to get? They don't need Tamagotchis to look after them so they die. So
what do Tamagotchis do anyway? I haven't got a clue.
They're like a virtual pet. So an electronic pet that kids used to hang around their neck, and you used to have to feed them electronically and all this sort of stuff, and exercise it, make sure, you know, it was good, but before it died.
It's not real.
It's not real. But, you know, they died of neglect on their paw, which means you should never ever give your kids, you know, pets sometimes. But, you know, real pets will come up and say they want food. This thing hang around your neck. The battery would die. You'd have to bring back your Tamagotchi. Stupid, stupid idea. It's been around for over 20 years. And it's got to compete now with all the new things out there. So, you know, we've got, you know, game consoles like the Nintendo Switch. We've got smart wearables, upgraded smartphones. So the Tamagotchi's taken a bit of a hammering, but they've tried to bring it back. It's got a new one's got a colour screen. You can hook it up to the internet. If you've got two of them, you can actually marry them. What a stupid idea.
Oh, my goodness. The world has gone mad.
But this thing also lets kids go along. It's got a stupid little camera in it, and you can take selfies with them. Now, the idea of selfies, people, is you can share them with people. You can say, this is the picture of, you know, Paul looking good or Richard looking good. We post on social media. This stupid thing only puts your picture on the back of the Tamagotchi for a while. We don't need it. You can't do anything with it. Seriously, that's why it's the crap tech item of the week. Tamagotchi, may it rest in peace.
Now, are they made in China or Japan?
I reckon they used to come from Japan, but I reckon they'd probably be made in China.
Yeah, well, that's one good reason not to buy the flaming thing.
That's right.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. Okay, time to go off onto our tangent and things that aren't around in our world anymore, things that we can look back on and have a little bit of a reminisce. And this one's a little, I've got, is sort of a two-hander. One that it's not around anymore, but on the other hand, up here, it is around again, if only in a small way. So here we go. I'm talking about the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah. No, they're around.
Oh.
They're all over the place. I've got friends who bought them. You can get them in toy stores. I'm shooting you down in flames here, aren't I?
Oh, you've shot me down. I thought that they'd gone.
Oh, no. Very popular. You can get gold ones. You can get ones which have got, 15 squares on either side. You can get round. You can get a circle Rubik's cubes. Apologies about this, Paul. All sorts of different things on there now, Paul. But adults play with them now.
I feel silly now.
No, you don't.
Oh, I feel silly because I've just come up with something that you said is still around. I feel inadequate.
Don't feel inadequate, my friend.
I do. I've come up with something that you've just blown apart.
I'm sorry. You might deflate me on this one, Paul.
Before you get into your one, I want to tell you, and this kind of ruins my whole thing now, because I was going to say to you the Rubik's Cube is not around anymore, but up here, up at our local high school at Mossman, I was out at a function the other night, and one of the teachers had the Rubik's Cube, and he was flinging this thing around and making it and then getting it back to normal within seconds and teaching some of the kids, and the kids up here have gone mad on the Rubik's Cube, and that would have been a fantastic story if they hadn't been around anymore.
Yeah.
But now it's not.
No, they're all around. Never mind, but these things happen, Paul. Heavens. I've said some things that are still around, and you're going to shoot me down on this one, Paul. This is something that's dying rapidly because of the times that we live in now. And it might be quite common up there, but it's getting a bit rare down here. The mini bar in hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah, the mini bars. Well, see, the thing is, I'm happy about the minibar going because these hotels, I don't know where they get the pricing for some of these minibar things, but like minibars are kind of four times the normal price. So I can understand why minibars would be going. I'd say good riddance to them.
But a lot of the stuff gets delivered now. It's a bit like the hotels. You remember they used to have a kitchen, you used to be able to order, if you stayed there, you used to be able to order food till midnight. They're all going as well. They don't. They just order Uber Eats, and somebody will bring it to you.
Does Uber deliver alcohol?
You can get alcohol delivered by several establishments now, and you know, after hours and things. So, you know, in certain states around Australia, it's all about getting alcohol delivered as well. You want a slab of beer at midnight? Somebody will bring it to you.
I had a mate who was as tight. He was that tight, right?
Can you just go back and beep that?
No, it is. It was beeped. Don't you worry about that. But he was so tight. I mean, he was so tight, right? Tighter than... Right? I mean, really tight. You understand how tight he was?
I'm sorry. I'm gathering he was quite tight, Paul.
He was. And he used to go to the hotels and he would drink the scotch out of the little Johnny Walker bottles and then replace it with tea. He did. He'd replace it with tea and he'd get the tea just the right colour and he'd drink all the little scotches and replace it with tea. That's why he was so tight. He was, I mean, incredibly tight. And as he drank it, he got tighter and tighter. Sorry.
Another quick liquor story. I was at a pub last night.
Yep.
And I was having a Heineken, pint of Heineken.
Yes.
That's the large glass out there for people, so the very large glass, it's fine. Somebody returned a beer to the bartender behind the bar and said, this is the end of the keg. You know, it doesn't look right. I don't particularly want this beer. And he went along and his bartender's got the glass in his hand and he went back and said, oh, yeah, it is the end of the keg. Some people really like the end of the keg. And he said, well, I don't particularly like the end of the keg. And, you know, so they got him another beer and this bartender's got this one beer in his hand. And he went, do you guys want it? Because there was a mate, you know, one of you can have the beer like that. And I went, mate, he's just had a drink out of it because it's already gone down. I'm not going to do that.
It's an awesome. Oh, we're going to name and shame the pub. What was the name of the pub?
The Havelock Hotel.
Oh, sorry, mate. I've had to beep it through legal advice.
Which is very good, so yes.
Now, that's awful. You don't offer... I mean, particularly in COVID time, too.
No, that's what I thought, too.
Good God. Well, look, thank you for ruining my tangent today with the Rubik's Cube. But, look, I'll hopefully next week have something that isn't around, okay?
All right. We look forward to it, Paul, as always. As I always look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, I won't mention it anymore. But it was a darn good story until you... Never mind.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm going to send you all Rubik's Cube mentions now on social media.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Please, please, please. Okay, let us know your website. And it's got some great information, hasn't it?
It is. Head over to talktech.com.au. You know, I am a tech consultant, but I'm also a bit of a tech writer sometimes as well.
Yes, and a bit of a spoiler as well. All right, catch you next week.
Bye, Paul.